It's still going to work out pretty good. As we know, the ice fishing tournament has been postponed for now. That was supposed to be held on Saturday, but everything else seems to be ready to go forward.
So we talked a while ago about the Irontown Rail Jam with Brandon Crony, the organizer of that. That's all coming together. That's kind of the marquee event of Friday, but there's a lot of other things happening starting Friday. What's the highlights?
Yeah, so Friday, that is the main highlight. We do have our lantern snowshoe tours that will be happening in Old Town. And then we move into Saturday with a full list of events.
Now you got the lighting of the bonfire downtown in Negaunee on Friday evening, the Irontown Rail Jam. Saturday, a lot of indoor things, a lot of outdoor things, but just a lot of the service clubs, a lot of the businesses are kind of opening their doors and welcoming everybody.
Yeah, certainly. That's how Negaunee is. We have a lot of great service clubs that are helping us out. They tag on just like during Pioneer Days or Tinseltown. And then the businesses too. And that's why we're doing this. We're doing this for the businesses. It's a DDA sanctioned event. And the idea is to bring people downtown Negaunee to go to the businesses.
And that's an important part. You know, this is in Negaunee, but it's for everybody.
It's for everybody, yes. Everybody, even from Marquette, you guys can get up here. I promise it's not very far. You'll make it up here, and you'll make it back. You might not make it back. I don't know. You might have to sleep over at Negaunee, but I mean,
stay at a friend's
house. It's fun in Negaunee, I tell you.
This all kind of goes through the weekend. You mentioned, of course, the fishing tournament has been postponed. That's safety. I mean, it's just one of those winters this year. Better than being out on the ice on Teal Lake and have something bad happen. But with the rail jam and with other things going on, like events and activities, there's businesses that are bringing in music. They've got specials on food and drink. I mean, this is really just come on down and celebrate.
Yes, certainly. It's going to be a great time. Saturday morning, we have a couple breakfasts that are going on. There's even a Bloody Mary bar happening, too, mm-hmm. for those health drinkers in the morning. We also have a lot of great family events that are happening mid-afternoon with our gourmet s'mores bar, sledding party that's being put on by Smarties. And we also have a new event happening. We have a miniature horse rides happening. And all that stuff is for free. You don't have to pay for any of it.
That's what I like about it. It's all family friendly. You can come on down and then it wraps up. But culminates on Saturday with a fireworks display.
Yeah, certainly. So I guess it would be the north end of Iron Street down by Bar's Bar where Jackson Mine Park is. You'll be able to be in that area. We're going to close off part of the street. We're going to have fireworks down there. We'll have some bonfires down there for everybody to keep warm, even though it's kind of warm out. But we'll still have those down there for you.